朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请各位打开提摩太后书第四章，刚才圣经弟兄在我们读过的这一段的经文。 Let's turn back to our scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 4. 在第四章第一节到第八节，刚才我们所读过的这一段的经文。
We just read verses 1 to 8.
我们知道提摩太后书是保罗所写的最后一封信。
2 Timothy is the last letter written by Paul.
那提摩太后书第四章呢，是最后的最后，是最后一封信，最后一段的勉励的话。
And the fourth chapter is the last chapter of this last letter.
在第四章第六节，保罗在这里说，我离世的时候已经到了。
In verse 6, Paul says, the time has come for my departure, he meant from this world.
有人说这个属灵的人，跟主的关系很密切的人，他快临终的时候，他自己大概有预感。
There are some who remark those who are very close to the Lord knows when it is time for them to depart this world.
我们很少的人在我们人生的际遇当中曾经离死那么近，面临死的这样地步，我们很少。
Very few of us have this similar experience.
但是据说那些跟主的关系非常亲密的人，他们在快离开世界的时候，他们有感觉的。
But anecdotal evidence shows us that those who are close to the Lord knows when it is time for them to be with their Lord.
我们教会有一位姊妹，她的父亲在临终的时候有过这样一个很特别的经历。
One of the sisters in our church, when her father passed away, he had a remarkable experience.
这位姊妹告诉我说，她的父亲快要离开世界的时候。
Close to the time when he was going to pass away.
有一段时间就是昏迷不醒。
He was in a coma for a while.
突然醒过来。
Suddenly he awoke.
他脸上充满了光彩。
You can see light radiating from his face.
虽然他的病很痛苦。
Even though he was suffering.
带着平静的心对着他的太太说了以下的几句话。
But very silently with strength he spoke to his wife.
他跟他太太说，那里真好啊。
He said, it's beautiful over there.
他说我真是盼望你能够跟我一起到那里去。
How I wish you could be with me there.
说了几句话以后，他就很平静的，他就离开世界。
And after those words, he left this world.
我不知道保罗是不是这样，当他快要离开世界的时候，他能够感受到他的时间快到。
I do not know whether Paul is having a similar experience here, noting that he is about to depart from this world.
第六节说，我现在，我知道我离世的时候已经到。
In verse 6, he first starts to say, I am already being poured out.
有圣经学者告诉我们说，保罗写完了提摩太前书没后书没有多久，没有几天的时间，他就为主的缘故殉道。
Some biblical scholars and historians tell us that right after he has written the second letter of Timothy, he was martyred in a few days.
所以当我看这八节圣经的时候，我心里面有一个很深的一个感触。
So I have a deep feeling when I read these few verses.
我就突然想到中国人说的那句话，人之将去，其言也善。
Now remember the Chinese saying that if a person is about to pass away, he speaks good words.
确实，保罗在这里不只是说了一些 good words, 他在这边把他心里面的负担交通出来。
And indeed, Paul was pouring out his heart here, pouring out his burden.
我不知道你我的感觉如何。
I don't know how you and I feel.
当我们知道我们还有一段有限的时间活在地上的时候，
If we were told that we only have a limited amount of time left,
如果人家这样问你，你在那段时间你要做什么？你要在那段时间你要讲什么？
And let us ask you, what would you be doing? What would you be saying?
我相信你一定带着一个很严肃的心来思想我。该做什么？我该说什么？在这一段极有限的、极紧迫的时间里面
，When faced with such a question, you may consider it seriously.
在保罗这个最后的临别赠言，他到底要告诉我们什么
But what did Paul say?
在第二节，他告诉我们说，不要传道。
In verse 2, he emphasized, preach the word.
在中文四个字，英文三个字，给我们看见一个铿锵有声的保罗心里面的负担。
He proclaimed through this command his burden.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里是给提摩太一个命令。
He gave Timothy a command.
他给他个命令说，务要传道。
You have to preach the word.
我们知道有些话是建议性的。
You know, some words are suggestive.
有些话是邀请性的。
Some are just a request.
有些话是命令性的。
But some are command.
建议性的，我们可以有不同的回答。
We can react to a suggestion.
邀请性的，我们也有不同的选择。
And we may respond differently to a request.
当命令临到我们的时候。
But when a command comes,
我们不是接受就是拒绝。
Either you accept or you refuse.
当然，保罗在这里是盼望他的命令能够达到那个结果。
Of course, the wish for Paul is that Timothy will accept.
或者严格的说，当上帝接受他的仆人，给我们有命令性的一个要求的时候，我们是没有选择的。
But in other words, when God asks us through his servant,To obey a command, we really have no choice.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常说，耶稣基督在地上的时候，曾经给我们留下了两个很明显的、很重要的命令。
Very often we say that the Lord Jesus left us with two very clear commands.
第一个就是贴在我们这个礼拜堂门口的，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，这是所谓的大使命。
The first is the Great Commission, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations.
弟兄姊妹，严格的说，大使命是没有选择的余地的。
Brothers and sisters, we really have no choice but to obey.
我们不能说我们高兴就去传福音，我们今天心情不好，我们就等明天再说吧。
We cannot say when I'll go when I'm in the mood, but I will not go if I'm not.
每一次那个 in the mood 那个情绪影响我们在主的面前做一个顺命的儿女。
Very often we are dictated by our mood in how we respond as children of God.
我个人觉得第二个命令更严重。
Personally, I felt that the second command is even more serious.
因为耶稣基督给我们的第二个命令，其实跟第一个命令有直接关系。
And the second command is indeed related closely to the first.
第一个命令说直接出去传福音。
The first command is to go out and proclaim the gospel.
从一个角度来看，传福音不难。
From a point of view, it's not difficult to preach the gospel.
因为你讲得对，讲得准，讲得有负担，人家就会有反应。
Because as long as you proclaim it right, people can respond.
第二个命令就比较严重。
But the second command is more serious.
耶稣说，我给你们一条新命令，你们要彼此相爱。
Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, love one another.
如果我们今天没有顺服彼此相爱的命令，活出彼此相爱的见证的话
，If we do not obey the second command and live out a testimony of loving one another，
直接影响到第一个命令
，It will have a direct impact on our obeying the first command。
因为耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就认出你们是我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, others will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
知道吗？耶稣说，这样就认出你们是我的门徒，然后说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
And it follows then, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
我们先给人家看见什么是门徒，然后我们才能够叫人做门徒。
We need to first show others what is the meaning of being disciples.Before we can teach them to be disciples.
我们把这两节很熟的圣经连在一起，实在有很多的提醒。
If we relate these two commands together, we will be reminded.
我们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就认出我们是他的门徒。
If we love one another, others will recognize us as his disciples.
然后去使万民做主的门徒。
Go ye therefore and make disciples.Of all nations.
所以换句话说，当我们去传福音的时候
，In other words, when we share the gospel,
我们的意思就是说，请你信耶稣。
Our meaning is please believe in the Lord.
下面有个含义，就是说，请你信耶稣，做一个像我这样的人。你懂我的意思吗
？But the implication is please please become a Christian like me?
那这是一个很严重的事情。
Then this becomes serious.
我们就要了解，我们就要预备，到底我是什么样的人，我们才可以去传福音，叫人家成为什么样的人。
What kind of person am I that I'm asking others to be like me?
我不知道大家懂不懂我的逻辑哈，刚才我所讲的。
I don't know whether you follow my logic.
先相爱，然后人家认出我们是他的门徒，然后就叫人做他的门徒，像我一样。
We first love one another, then we ask so that others can know we are his disciples.Then we ask others to be disciples, to be like us.
当我想到这时候，突然了解为什么今天大家不传福音了。
Then I suddenly understood why is it that people are unwilling to share the gospel.
因为我们自己照照镜子看自己，我们发现我们实在不像主的门徒。
Because when we look into the mirror, we realize we are not like his disciples.
所以我们去劝人信耶稣，劝人做一个不像门徒的门徒，我们心里面就有一点的，就是理屈，就有一点软弱，就有一点不太稳。
And it's,difficult for us to ask others to be like us.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们很认真、很严肃来看我们的信仰，看主对我们的命令。
May we treat our faith seriously and to treat his command seriously.
保罗说，务要传道。
Paul says, preach the word.
我们要稍微解释一下，到底 preach the word 是什么意思？
What does this mean?
当保罗提到说务要传道的时候，他是不是告诉我们说只要有道可听就行了？
When we hear Paul say preach the word, does it mean that we only need to concentrate on his word?
我们去看原文圣经的时候，发现务要传道的道就是 logos， 就是约翰福音第一章讲到那个太初有道的那个道而说的。
The word here that Paul used is the same wordthat was used in John in the beginning was the word.
中国人说道可道非常道，我们对道是一个非常虚无缥缈，很抽象的一个东西。
The word used in John is the Greek word logos, which the Chinese translate into Tao, and the Chinese Tao is undescribable.
道如果直接翻译的话是一条道路。
A simple explanation of the word Tao means the way.
虽然它带有哲学性的意味在里面，
even though there are some philosophical implications,
甚至有那种形而上的感觉在里面，
or even some sort of transcendental implications.
但是今天很多教会里面面临一个很大的问题，
many churches face a challenge.
我们说道路道路，今天有很多的基督徒，很多的教会有道而没有路。
Many of us have a way, but not the road.
所以呢，在约翰福音第一章将他提到道的时候，他最后达到一个高峰，或者达到一个他的信息的一个重点，叫做道成肉身。
But when John was writing his gospel, he began with, in the beginning was the word, and then in the climactic, when the climax came, he said, the word became flesh.
弟兄姊妹，信仰。我们常常说不只是要在生活上落实，我们也要在生活上结实。
Indeed, faith has to become part of our life.
落实是讲到根基，结实是讲到果子。
We need to have a firm foundation in the word, but we also need to bear the fruit.
根是看不到的，果是看得到。
We may not see our roots, but we can see our fruit.
所以道有两方面的含义，有一个是看不到的部分，一个是看得到的部分。
So when we say the word, there are two parts. One we cannot see, one we can.
所以当保罗说务要传道的时候，我们知道他所讲的是什么。
So when Paul says preach the word, we begin to understand.
当我的母亲去世的时候，我们在设计她的墓碑。
When my mother passed away, we were discussing the design of her tombstone.
那么我们就在想，在那个墓碑上，我们有两样东西要加上去。
We felt that there are two things that we have to put on the headstone.
一个呢，就是她是什么地方人，所以我们把它刻上去，广东梅县。
We have to say she is from Canton, the province.
那么另外呢，我们希望用很简单的一句话，能够把她代表出来。
And then we were thinking maybe we can have a saying which can represent her life succinctly.
后来李师母就想到约书亚记24章15节的那句话，我们就把它放在他的墓碑上面。
And Mrs. Lee recalled a verse from Joshua.
在二十四章十五节告诉我们说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That is the words of Joshua. As for me and my family, we will obey Jehovah.
我母亲生了三个孩子。
My mother gave birth to three children.
我还有两个妹妹。
Myself and two sisters.
感谢主，三个人都全时间出来侍奉。
We praise the Lord. All three of us are serving the Lord full time.
这是这个见证。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
This is a reflection of that testimony that as for me and my family, we will obey God.
上个礼拜我到 Toronto 去看我父亲。
Last week I went to Toronto to visit my father.
他突然问我一个问题。
Suddenly he popped out a question.
九十岁的人能够做什么？
What can a 90-year-old do?
我告诉他。妈妈墓上的墓碑，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And I reminded him that on the tombstone says, "As for me and my family, we will obey God."
九十岁的人怎么侍奉耶和华
？How can a 90-year-old serve God?
我说你不要忘记，摩西一辈子最精彩的就是八十岁到一百二十岁的那一段的生命见证。
And I reminded him that the climactic point of Moses.Service was actually when he was between 80 years of age and 120.
我说你可以做一个祷告的人。
I said you can be a prayer warrior.
因为祷告就是生活，祷告就是侍奉。
Because prayer is our life and our service.
我记得我跟他谈完以后
，After our conversation,
他突然拍我一下肩膀
，He pat me on my shoulder.
为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
哎呀，我好感动。
I was moved.
那么我有一次就跟师母讲
And so one time I spoke to Mrs. Lee
那我的墓碑要写什么
What about my tombstone?
后来想想啊就把我的名字放在我爸爸妈妈的墓碑上面因为反正那一节圣经也是我的见证和我的心愿
Maybe we can use the same verse because that is our heart
但是如果我可能有另外一个墓碑的话
But perhaps I could have another one
我不会写勿要传道
I will not say preach the word.
我会写道成肉身
I would say the word became flesh.
在这八节的圣经里面，保罗用三方面来支持他务要传道对提摩太耳提面命的这一个命令。
In these eight verses, Paul used three different ways to encourage and command Timothy to preach the word.
我们每做一件事情。背后一定有他的动机和动力。
Whenever we do something, there must be a motivation and a motivating force.
我们做任何一件事情，一定有它的原因，一定有它的目的。
There must be a reason for what we do, and there must be some effect that we want to bring about.
是的，很多时候我们做事情常常像我们所形容的，好像无头苍蝇一样，在这里飞来飞去，毫无方向，撞来撞去。
Yes, very often we do things without thinking it through, like a fly flying around.
基督徒是个有方向的人。
But a Christian has a direction.
基督徒是个有使命感的人。
We are one with a commission.
基督徒是一个知道何去何从的人。
We know who we are following. We know where we're going.
基督徒是一个知道为谁辛苦为谁忙的人。
A Christian knows for whom he is laboring.
所以在这里我们看见保罗提醒提摩太他在信仰里面好像他的儿子一样的这样的一个继承人他向他提到三件事情 的这个勉励
And Paul encouraged Timothy Indeed he treated Timothy as if he was his own son through the three different ways
第二节是这一段圣经的主题
Verse 2 is the central theme of this passage
第一节是提到这个三个原因里面的第一个原因
The first verse tells us the first reason
第三节到第五节提到第二个原因
Verses 3 to 5 is the second reason
第六节到第八节提到第三个原因
And verses 6 to 8 tells us the third reason
第一个原因第一个动力动机是什么呢
The first motivation for preaching the word
保罗提到主耶稣基督要再来的这个事实
It's the fact that our Lord Christ Jesus will come again.
第二，在三节到五节，保罗分析当时教会的状况给提摩太听。
And in verses 3 through 5, Paul sort of analyzed the situation of the church.
为什么要务要传道？因为教会有第三节到第五节的这样的需要。
You have to preach the word because from verse 3 and verse 5, you see the need of the church.
然后我最受感动的是第六节到第八节，保罗把他自己摆出来，说你要看我的榜样。
And in verse 68, Paul says, follow my example.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。